T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, wait a second. We got something else besides that on Brocktober.
That's right. Joining us right now on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, Miami Dolphins safety, TJ McDonald. TJ, good morning. Thanks for waking up early with us, buddy.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
TJ, it's great to have you, man. And we were all talking here before the season started, and the Dolphins go out and draft a safety in the first round, and we're all sitting in the media going, well, they can't play three safeties, Minka and Rashad and TJ. Somebody's going to have to end up sitting a lot, and all of a sudden it's the best defense we have is with the three of you guys playing together. Have you been surprised how much success you've had with the three of you playing the majority of the snaps?
No, I haven't been surprised. I mean, I knew that it was all going to work itself out. I trusted the coaches had a plan in place, and you know, Minka is so versatile and things that he can do. And I know, I mean, Rashad been having a lot of games under our belt, a lot of football play. And, you know, we've just been growing as a group, Bobby and Xavier and all the other guys that have been coming in, stepping up on the outside. You know, just us as a group have been meshing. And I know we've just been trying to continue to grow.
5 picks so far from the safety position. And speaking of that, 14 takeaways. That surprised me a little bit. And then on top of that, 3 fourth down stops. I caught 17 takeaways because of these fourth downs have been huge. These stops you guys have had, different guys make great plays. Have you been surprised by how many takeaways you guys have been able to get?
It's definitely encouraging. I mean, our hard work is showing off. I mean, this is something that we work on every day. I mean, huge emphasis, bigger emphasis than anywhere I've been for as far as, you know, to getting takeaways. The biggest thing now that we're trying to do is we're trying to score on defense. We haven't been able to do that. But we want to be able to score and put it in the end zone. We know that we're getting takeaways. We're getting a type of population to the ball. And, you know, just being relentless. And, you know, we want to score.
TJ, you brought up Minka before. Rookie comes in. A lot of the times a rookie takes, you know, half a season or a full season to really get the ins and outs of the NFL. He's coming pretty quickly and had an impact pretty quickly. That's got to be fun for you and Rashad to see also, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's a student of the game. He's a quick study. And, you know, he's dedicated to, you know, to his craft. And so, I mean he's as advertised. You know, to get a guy like that coming in. In the building, you know, they put a lot on his shoulders, and he, you know, he's been holding up well.
TJ, I went nuts on your hit against Cincinnati. I thought it was a bang bang play. You got called for a penalty on it. You don't know if the guy's going to catch the ball, come down with it or not. You got to hit him. It's crazy. What did you think of that call number? And I'm not trying to get you fined here a couple weeks after the fact, unless you've already been fined. What were your thoughts? And I'm curious, what did the coaches say to you about that play?
There was nothing to say. Everyone saw it, you know, what was going on. I didn't get fined. It's one of those things where, you know, I'm in that same situation again, I'm going to do the same thing. I think that, you know, they call what they call, but you know, I'm not going to just let somebody catch the ball. I mean, I think to be honest, I feel like it's gotten a little out of hand. These are the cards that we're dealt. So I'm trying to abide by the rules as well as you can, but at the same time, we got a job to do. We're out there making sure that you don't catch the ball and trying to take the ball away. So that's what they call it. And it was disappointing for the timing to be what it was. So like I said, I get in that situation again, I got to be able to.
Right.
Why is the receiver from the ball?
TJ,
I think TJ handled that well.
No,
though. That
I was just about was to say, right TJ, there. That was just a fantastic answer and very politically correct. I give you, I want to clap for you right now, but that wouldn't be good over the radio.
I'm gonna do the same damn thing, though.
That's it. No, that's the way you have to answer. TJ, do the new rules and stuff have you thinking twice? Because I know that you're a hard hitter, and a lot of guys out there around the league are, and it's been obviously a topic of conversation. Whether it's the linebackers, the defensive linemen missing tackles because they're worried about that penalty, is it have you thinking a little bit more? And because I don't want you to comment and get in trouble, but does it have you thinking more than you have in the past?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I can't say it doesn't, because there's certain things that cross your mind. You know, rather it's somebody about to die for that extra yard for the first down. You know, they're low to the ground. You know, just little things. You know, watching your body or the things that you used to be able to do. You know, you definitely think about. You know, sometimes those situations don't come up in a game, but even when I'm watching games, I see, you know, those situations come up, and I can kind of see how guys, you know, the tempo changes or whatever. But for us, sometimes that puts a defender at disadvantage. You know, I mean, you've been worried to play the game this one way for so long, and you know, you go out there and you make an unnatural move trying to change your tempo or place. You know, your body parts at different, you know, in a different angle, whatever, and it kind of puts the defender at a disadvantage. So, you know, that's what's hard about it. Is like, yeah, you do think about it, but at the same time, I always thought, you know, if I wasn't going full speed, if I wasn't going 100%, that's when I'm at risk, and I see that's what's going on sometimes.
TJ, what's it been like to basically play an extra football game already, playing a 20-hour game against Tennessee and an overtime game against Chicago? You guys playing a lot of football, man.
Yeah, I know, man. It's crazy. It's crazy. Good thing is both of those games were at home, and we were able to have extra juice from our fans, and we were able to, you know, just be resilient, you know, as a team and. Be resilient through all those situations. So I think that just goes to the resiliency we have as a group.
Hey, TJ, I wanted to ask you, there has been so much made about the chemistry of the team and playing together as a team. Do you think that's helped you been able to win a lot of these close games, that even when things go against you and you guys fall behind, being able to come back, it's hot and it's getting smoking hot out there and everything else, because it looks like this team really plays together.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think that this is the biggest thing for us is we can focus on the main thing. We don't have any distractions. We don't have any guys. You know, we're close as a group. You know, we don't have anything going on off the field. So for us, all we have to do is focus on ball, you know, and focus on the main thing. Even during the games, things are getting tough or whatever. You know, through the adversity we have, you know, we can pull together as a group and focus on the main thing. That's winning.
TJ, injuries happen all the time in the NFL. You can't really stop what's going on with that. But your quarterback goes down. I have to ask you this. Are you loving Brocktober so far? Because we're loving it here as media guys. Brocktober has been great so far.
That's Brock and roll, man.
Yeah, it's Brock and roll at Hard Brock Stadium. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. It's going good. You know, we're going to ride with whoever's out there. You know, so when they told us that Brock was going, we told Brock we got your back. And, you know, we're going to go out there and do what we got to do. You know, the week of preparation doesn't change. You know, we just got to go out there, play ball. So that's how we're going to rock. And when Tanner gets back, then, you know, we'll rock the same way. We just want to go out there and play off of each other.
TJ, I got to ask you this one. You've got a very unique situation growing up, because your father's Tim McDonald, who was not a good but was a great safety in the NFL, 6 Pro Bowls, 40 interceptions. How do those conversations go, since you guys all played the same position there, that he was – do you ask for advice? Do you stay away? Do you guys talk football? What's that relationship like?
Well, he can't help himself, so he's going to tell me whatever. So whether I ask for it or not, but it's definitely a blessing being able to have that in my corner. You know, be able to know. You know, I know as soon as I make a play or if I mess up, I know he sees it. You know, I know that he's gonna have an input on it, and I don't really gotta tell him what coverage you're in, because he can kind of diagnose all that stuff that's going on. But at the same time, you know, it's good to have that in your corner, so you can kind of I can, you know, maybe if I'm playing with high pad level or something that somebody else might miss during the, you know, during the course of the game, you know, be able to have that in my corner, just kind of keep me on my toes, keep a good reminder. It's a pleasure to have that.
Miami Dolphins safety T.J. McDonald joining us right now on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Art, one of your defensive backs, one of your cornerbacks on your team, Xavien Howard's made a pretty big jump from last season to this season. It looks like he's getting respect of a lot of other teams out there also throwing away from him.
He gets off for the whole game and nobody throws his way?
Yeah,
that must
basically
be fun.
That. You see that for, you know, you're from your position. What kind of jump have you seen Xavien make in this last year?
I'm not just seeing his confidence go to a whole other level. He's gotten to a point to where it doesn't matter if he winds up on the left side, right side. He can follow a receiver the whole game. He went from being a good corner to a lockdown corner as far as, playing both sides of the field. And then his confidence, you know what I mean? His confidence has grown. He trusts his speed. He trusts his technique. If they do catch a ball on him, it's like next play, that next play mentality. That's a big thing at corner, you know, not to go to take and be able to put that play behind you and go win on the next one. And he's made that jump, it's definitely good to have a corner like that out there.
Hey, TJ here real quickly too. So we all show up at the game early Sunday morning like you do, and we get word you're getting ready to play against the Chicago Bears, and everybody's talking about their defense is this and defense is that, and Khalil Mack and everything else. And then you find out the backup quarterback, Brock Osweiler's got to play for you. Did it change mindset as you guys are all showing up and all finding out about the same time who's going to start a quarterback? What was that like for you guys?
Crazy thing, it didn't change anything. We didn't blink.
Yeah.
We didn't blink at all. We knew what was going on. As a defense, we knew that we had to try to hold them at least as points as possible anyways, because we were hearing the same things about their defense. Number two in the league or whatever, all the numbers that we're hearing, all these turnovers again. And I was for us, we're like, shoot, we're getting a lot of turnovers too, you know.
Right.
And we're able to come out there and be the best defense on the field. And, it wasn't pretty the whole game, but we were able to get it done.
TJ, best of luck this Sunday. Detroit Lions in town, 1 p.m. start at Hard Brock Stadium. Have a good time.
Thanks, have a good time on
Sunday. Best of luck, buddy. See you, TJ.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, TJ McDonald joining us.
Hard Brock Stadium.
You got them all in.
Brocktober.
You got every kind of Brock there was in there. There's no longer Rock.
No, until
as long as he's playing well.
If he's not,
we go right back to Rock.
Might even go back to Joe Robbie at that point. The Miami Dolphins cheerleaders will host their annual fashion show Friday, October 19th. That is today at Hard Rock Stadium. More than 20 cheerleaders sailed the Caribbean this past May on board the MSC Cruise MSC Seaside to capture the images featured on this year's annual, which will be available to purchase at the fashion show. Visit www.dolphins.com/cheerleaders to reserve tickets to this exclusive event.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.